Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No, we're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know, or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's 995 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The 995 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Good evening, folks. Before we have our show tonight, I want to have a little editorial on some things that were said about our company. First and foremost, we've been the beacon of light for all those to share and to understand. There's never been another network like ONE Dynasty. And the listeners and the followers out there, I want to give a humble apology for all the things that have been brought into social media in the last 24 hours. We at ONE Dynasty believe in the expression of our hosts and the progression of our hosts through interactive social media, interactive multimedias, and a ways for them to expand upon and expand upon their own gifts. Of course, I've been saying a long time that I've been offering a master class for all of our hosts and people around the world since January 16th of this year. And I want to invite not only ONE Dynasty hosts, but also anybody that's interested in building their own business. We have hosts on this network that are on four different networks and understand the expansion of themselves. The collective group of Looking Glass Entertainment, as well as the Chief Executive Officer, myself, believe in that type of progression. We must continue to groom our hosts to the next level. ONE Dynasty is not the last stop for many of our hosts. We look forward to them going to higher heights, which is, you know, mainstream radio, and that is our destiny for all of our hosts, from commissioners to Hall of Famers, to interns, and the like. We will never hold anybody back. We will never not progress, not mentor, not be aware of them. We must be stewards constantly to build, to teach, and to elevate our listening audience as well, more importantly, tonight, our hosts. It's our responsibility for them to go to another level, for them to be self-sufficient and independent. It is our ability to be able to teach proper business practices, proper business achievement for all of our hosts here at this wonderful dynasty that's been around since 2013. I will not play a track right now. I'm going to give the mic to Honey Bakatun and start our show tonight. We will wait.
Well said. Peace and abundant divine blessings.
You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. As always, I like to start my show off by saying this. I give thanks to everyone who was there for me during my opening night of almost 5 years ago, the 77,000, as well as the people who are still here with me tonight in almost 5 years of doing my best to put forth these advancements. I also want to thank my fellow hosts throughout the years that voted for me not once but twice to be the host of the year at one of the greatest companies during our lifetime. And I also want to give thanks to the 7 delegates that cast their vote for me to enter one of the most prestigious halls, okay? Not just from being nominated. And I say that out of all of millions and millions of people who try to do what we do and even what I'm doing tonight, to be recognized and to be nominated is, in fact, the win, okay? Make no mistake about it, because a lot of people have tried, but they don't get that type of recognition. For even me, I always want to make it clear that I'm ever so grateful to not only be recognized by my peers, to be recognized by my fellow show host, and to be recognized by the international listening audience. Thank you so much. And we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. And remember, call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me. Tribal name, Huni Bakatun. Pen and stage name, the Magic Man, Haru. Okay, so let me get right to it. For over 36 years, when I received my call, and trust me, this is coming out not only in an advancement, but it's definitely coming out in one of my forthcoming books about knowing the difference if you're being called to a service. Hear me clearly, because this is really, really different. Many people can be inspired to do certain things, okay? But when you receive a calling, trust me, this calling, you can't get rid of it, no matter how much you try to run or pretend or even hide or even try to deny it. When there's a calling on your life, and like I said on the Man of God show, and faithfully him and his family it continues to do well. And I'm talking about our Man of God here at O&E Dynasty, Reverend Kev. Okay, thank you so much. All right, now, as always, this is being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right, like I said, for over 36 years, my concentration has been primarily to the adults. I'm not saying I ignored our children, because by me being a father of both, hear me clearly, children by blood, children by adoption, and children by adoption, because that's the way that we did it. And I also want to dedicate tonight's show, not just for our children, but I got to give thanks to our ancestors in any form, wherever they came on this great planet in which we live. All real parents out here who've listened to Magic Man's tone of voice tonight, and when I say parent, I'm talking about real parent, because just because you come together and create another life doesn't necessarily make you a parent unless you are there for emotional support, hear me clearly, financial support, hear me clearly, emotional stability, and every step from the birthing stage to the infant stage all the way up to the point where faithfully they'll be able to return the favor, because it's always been human nature to continue to multiply on our great planet that we all live on. I have a very special concern for tonight's advancement, and I want you, the listening audience, to also be concerned. I am not only hoping, but I'm praying that as many of our youth, when I say youth, let me give a little time factor. I'm hearing things as far as young adults, anywhere between the age of 6 to 10, and from 10 to possibly 18, and from 18 to possibly, let's say, 30. By that time, especially when you get to the point where you're in your 20s and 30s, some of you, faithfully, if you're listening to this live and direct or when you hear this with its archived, you have lived long enough. You have experienced a lot of things on this roller coaster ride called life. You have experienced being slapped in the face, literally, as well as, you know, as a form or figurative form of speech. You have dealt with being called names. You have dealt with being bullied. You have dealt with so-called relatives, because that's a difference between a relative and a family. That's a whole nother advancement right there. All of us, myself included, is going to experience, hear me closely because this is key, a state of hell during this roller coaster ride and states of hell, as well as states of heaven on this roller coaster ride. You're going to experience some positive, good things in life that'll make you smile, that'll make you want to go out and return the favor, and you're going to receive your just due of stuff that's going to make you break down and cry. That's gonna turn your stomach, especially when you look at the society that we live in here today. This is why, and the Hall of Fame of two-time will tell you this. This was my 54th delivery date celebration of this year. And I wanted to have a real good time tonight to celebrate, you know, a lot of the things I personally went through. And I have been saying this well over 4 years, going into my fifth year. When I say a person like me has been called to do a great service, I'm going to say something. And if you, who's listening tonight, if you have ever been called by the spiritual world, I ain't talking about Jesse, but when I'm saying really, really called to the point where these beings, spiritual beings, ancestors, whatever you want to call them, will literally wake you up out of your sleep, will stop you in your tracks. You can have something in your mind, in your heart, stuff that you have wrote, even when it comes to giving a speech, and they have the power to pretty much destroy that or rip it in halves when they want to get their point across. The same way that the Hall of Famer two-time, his mother, contacted him to contact me. This ain't the first time. This ain't my first time sharing this story with the listening audience. Some of the people who's listening, relatives or family or foes or whatever, was there. You was there, and you seen me, right? And it's not so much about me, right? I'm just setting this up for tonight's advancement. You have seen me, right, up to June 13th, 1985 on a Thursday. Look it up. After 12:30 midnight, look it up, right? And that next day to be transformed, that actually baffles the mind for the people who knew me, okay? And it's not so much about me, but I'm going to show you how certain adults that should be proud of you, and some of you who may be listening right now may be going through this. I have dealt with abuse. I have experienced abuse, right? And I have watched certain people that was close to me also be abused. But one of the things that gets me now, because things have gotten out of hand, this is where the show is really, really going to be catered from here to the rest of this show tonight, going to be catered to you, the listening audience, especially for our children. What I say, from 6 to 10, from 10 to 18, from 18 all the way up, let's say roughly 30, okay? This is very important. Step one, for you to start being concerned about your life. then I know that things have been one-sided for such a long time. I know this, especially for the people who primarily I was sent to is the people who needed the most, the people that was brought down to a state ignorance, not stupidity, but being made to ignore any and everything, even when it comes to reality. This has got to stop. This has got to stop, especially for the adults who have prayed, we have marched, we have sung, we have did everything you can imagine. But one thing that we have yet to do, hear me clearly, one thing we have yet to do as a whole, especially over here in the shores of America, right, is to really take a stand in unison to go for our reason about love. It's good to be loved, right? But this one here, it's about getting our self-respect, our dignity, and our pride back, starting with the adults. I also want to take time before I take the first break, because I want to stand up here tonight, and I want y'all to hear me clearly. I want to officially apologize to the generation that has been lost. I'm talking about a generation that wasn't created in a state of love. They don't know anything about love from their procreation. Are y'all hearing me out there? We're talking about a generation of love. Why? Because it wasn't created in a state of love. And if you wasn't created in a state of love, how can you really, really say that you love someone else? How can you really, really take the actions to offer love to someone else? Okay, this one here is about saving and protecting our children. Okay, and I'm going to come back and continue this advancement after DJ Olasky take us to our first break of sound therapy.
Well, first of all, right now we're running on auxiliary. Right now, it's funny that things happen. The powers that be are trying to not have this show come on tonight, so I'm fighting to keep it on. And, you know, as I get electronic technicians together, anyone that likes to call in at this time, you never know, this show might be excluded, you know, because Brother Hooney is about to come on with some power, okay? As I will let him know by teleprompter, we'll be able to get things fixed and together. 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by the Boys at Looking Glass. Hooney, I'll let you know when we're back on normal power.
Thank you so much. And I also want to take time to say I give thanks to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. This is what makes the difference between someone that was called to a service and someone who was just inspired. I can do this waking up out of my sleep, y'all. Pretty much like I was saying earlier, that pretty much shuts me down because there's a message that needs to be heard tonight. So I have no doubt in my mind that nothing surprises me, especially after 36 years. Nothing surprises me. Now, before I go further, let me deal with one of the most steadfast enemies amongst the people, a docile people, the people who have been brought down to a state of ignorance, a people who had everything that was stripped from them, including our rights to live. See, the so-called racist that's been in a position of power, yeah, you. I also want you to be big, bad, and bold enough to even call this station tonight. Because I said this before. This one here is for you. And I'm going to give this to you. I'm not going to give any more energy to what you and your kind have done and what you continue to do. And because you've been heartless and soulless, you don't even give it a second thought, right? So I'm going to give you this little message, and whether you take it or not, you're going to hear something from me. I don't care how you feel about me, because I may appear to be different from you. Our ancestries, our histories, and everything may be different compared to yours, right? I'm talking about you, the racists out there, that would take it upon yourself to kill someone just because they're different from you. And because you have been doing it for such a long time, you have gotten used to it and getting away with it, right? So I'm going to give you this message, and I'm going to dedicate the rest of my energy to the people who really, really need to hear divine truth finally, because this was hidden from you. So now, I want you to listen closely, right? In regards to how you feel about me or the people who look like me or the people who you feel and convince yourself that's lesser than you and your kind, right? Some of your own grandchildren, great-grandchildren, are literally killing themselves because they can't live with the guilt because you won't change your wicked ways. Don't tell me you have to be patient. You had over 400 years and counting to change your wicked ways. I'm talking about you who claim that you believe in the scriptures, the Bible, whatever, right? Can read it. You pray. You do all kind of things, right? But you continue to ignore the penalty when you don't want to change your wicked ways. And you can't change your wicked ways until you have a different mindset, until you change your mindset. But you can't change your mindset until you have a change of heart. So like I said before, catch it and take it for what it's worth. In regards to how you feel about me, how do you feel about your own kind, your descendants, that you fought and connived and did all kind of things to protect so you can have a duplicate of yourself, right? And they can't live with the guilt. And that's enough of that. Let me get back to us as parents. The first things that we have to do as parents, all of us who's real parents, by blood or adoption, right? We have to be really, really serious gathering up the children who will take time to listen. But many of them don't want to take time to listen because we have lost their respect. Are y'all hearing me out there? Many of our children don't respect us, the generation before them. And I just celebrated 54 years young. And the generation that came before us, right, have went through all kind of things. And the generation that I described from that age bracket, from 6 to 30, they have watched. They have watched us be abused. They have watched us get murdered and slaughtered and mistreated. And they have watched the people who have persisted on doing that, and they continue to get away with it. One of the most heartbreaking things that I saw 3 years ago, and this was before the I Can't Breathe incident, with the knee on the back of the neck. I saw some what appeared to be black males, and I say that intentionally, because that's the difference between a male and a man. I have seen the police on one side, standing in front of the police, right, was black males, somewhere, let's say 30 and above. And for face value, if you look at the video or the still shot of it, the children on one side, ready to get it on. You got the so-called authorities on the other side ready to get it on. And you got black males. Like I say, I hope you got some steel toes on tonight, because you need to be ashamed of yourself. Because the same ones that you appear to be protecting are the same ones that would turn around and do to you what they have continued to do for such a long, long time. I'm pretty much in my zone tonight, y'all, because, again, this is a wake-up call for our children. And any of our children out there, I want you to hear me clearly, from our blood children, the children, right, and the children I hear about adoption. There will never, ever be a day when any enemy, I don't care how they look, is going to come after you without coming through me first. And if we have to go, I don't care if it's turned your stomach or not, if we have to go, then you best believe that I'm going with at the defense of my children. Make no mistake about that. That's one of the greatest laws of nature right there. It's a need to get along. It's great to get along, but to at what expense, though? This is where Magic Man is going at tonight. At what expense do we have to keep apologizing? And get this here. Now, I was going to speak about this about the next break, right? But I'm going to go ahead and say this anyway, right? Why should any one of us, men, women, or children, beg someone else for our life, a life that wasn't given by, especially those who's coming to take our lives? They didn't create it. Right? They didn't preserve it. They didn't cultivate it. Right? This is something I want you to catch tonight. Anyone who's listening to the tone of my voice, stop begging for your life. You got to fight for your life. You got to fight for your life with everything in you. Okay? So now, what I'm going to do right now, if anyone who's listened to this show, friend, foe, family, or whatever, if you feel very passionate about what Magic Man is doing my best to convey tonight, concern about your life and the life of our future and our children, then you have a voice just like I do. It's time for the excuses to stop. It's time for the conversations to stop. And now it's time to take action. Real action. And when I say action, this ain't no song and dance thing. When something happened, then all of a sudden it stopped until the next incident happened. I'm talking about those of us who's serious, and this is key what I'm about to say here. Non-stop. And I said this before, and I haven't said it that often because I'm not a part of one of the, to me, one of the greatest communities I have ever seen during our time. Matter of fact, my nephew, thanks to you, Nephew Jared, right, for something that you believe in, right? This community, love like or hate them, came together, and one thing I noticed, when you come after one, you're coming after every one of them. So don't tell me that you can't learn from other people in their plight. When you come after one, you're coming after all of them. And anyone who's listening to this advancement tonight, if you don't have that attitude, but I will say this, your time is coming. It's not a threat. It is what it is, because they don't care. When I say these real enemies out here, regardless of how they look, remember, the real enemy is colorblind. They don't care. They don't give a damn if you're black or white. They don't give a damn if you're straight or gay. They don't give a damn if you're from America or you migrate over here, right? These are the ones who want to keep things going. But when I said what I said, and I'm going to stand by that, the rest of whatever time I have here, those of us who's serious, it's got to be from this point on, from now on, nonstop. That's the only way, because we haven't pushed the issue enough, y'all. It's obviously we haven't. You can't tell me great soldiers that came into the world. Like I said earlier, this is the difference between someone who was sent into the world and someone who was to do a great thing. People like the great Dr. Martin Luther King, who our great country rallied together and got a holiday passed. That's a great thing on one hand, but why that happened during the time in which he was called to the time where he had his life maliciously taken away, right? Why are we still dealing with certain things that even was in existence before he had his calling? And even after that heartbreaking time period, the latter part of the 60s, here this is going into 50 years, and we still dealing with stuff like police brutality. Are you serious? Meanwhile, I've seen the group of people that I just mentioned, right, in less than 10 years, I should have been fighting for their rights too. Maybe not as long as equal rights, but they've been fighting there for their right to do what they feel that they need to do for them or what's right for them, right? Why are we still dealing with these same issues? It's obviously that we push the issue. It's evidently that we get to a point where we become distracted. And those people who have studied us, who put us in a state of bondage for over 400 years and counting, they know just how easily we are to be distracted in the form of entertainment, in the form of something being funny, right? They know just how easy it is. But I'm telling you, we got to get to a point that we got to get to a point that we're not going to be that distracted. Yeah, we might laugh and joke, but right now it's time to stop laughing and joking about when it comes to our life. Are y'all hearing me out there? I don't feel within my heart of hearts that I'm not the only one. I don't feel within my heart of hearts that I'm the only parent out there to worry about something happening to one of our children. I don't feel like I'm the only one. I have talked to many parents, different community centers, different religious persuasions. And again, this is human nature I'm talking about. Any real parent that love our children is going to do everything in our power to love, provide, and protect our children at any and all costs. So once again,
little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sound kinds of madness to the neighborhood, little ghetto boy? You already know how rough life can be, 'cause you've seen so much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All of your young life you've seen such misery in
I don't think you'll reach your goal, young man, hanging by the pool room door. Look out, son. To get better.
Welcome back, Wheel of Well, you listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight's advancement. And tonight's advancement is about let us save and protect our children. Because if we don't do it, we can't expect other people to do it. So right now we have a caller in queue. So caller number one in queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Magic Man. It's the Commissioner, Ebony Dawn Starks.
Hey, then that's a real a mother and a real woman. How you doing tonight, Ms. Commissioner?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Your topic is so powerful. I feel the passion behind it because one of my dear friends, she's like a mother to me. When she had her children, she was definitely going through a lot with her ex-husband. And when they divorced, she acted out mentally, physically. Then she got herself in line with the church. And her daughter was just making babies out of sport and putting them in foster care. So God told her, my friend, to go get those children and start over and raise them right. And that's what she did. She raised her grandchildren from birth until 18, and all of her grandchildren are successful. And her daughter got her life together, and they have a beautiful mother-daughter relationship. So we have to save these children, even if you messed up, even if you made bad decisions along the way. And we all done things without thinking. But when the next generation comes up, be a mentor, be a big sister, be a big brother, be an auntie, be an uncle. Because these children definitely need us.
You know, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for pressing one and allowing your voice to be heard. And I give thanks for you sharing that story with the listening audience tonight. Because the great thing that we're in now with the digital age, shortly after, faithfully, and that's why it's very important. I always say it's best to catch it live. You know, or catch the archives, but we also know sometimes, you know, we there can be a period of time. That was always best to catch it live, y'all. We hope and pray and have faith that it will be digitized because, again, after 36 years of pretty much doing everything in my power to offer a wake-up call to the adults that say, now the 400-year bondage is over, y'all. Now it's time for us to get back everything that was taken. And what's so sad is a lot of our people don't believe it. They don't have faith in it. Why? It's because that's one of the things that's been distracted. Before you go, besides being our commissioner, I definitely give thanks to All in All for you and the works in which you've done. Thank you so much for the video. Let We Will Aware, your listening audience, know how they can be supportive to you and your endeavors as well.
Well, I have I am a host with O&E Dynasty. I go by the pen name E. Davis, strictly business with E. Davis. I'm the business analysis. I talk about the mindset of entrepreneurship, how to be your own boss, and money management. And my show is on the fourth Thursday, October 28th.
Absolutely wonderful. And listening audience, trust me, take time to be not only supportive, take time to listen to this show, because she's definitely talking about Miss E. Davis is a divine gift for us here at O&E Dynasty, as well as for us who take time to invest, take time to listen. And she's also one of those who inspired me to also finally become an LLC after 36 years of service. So openly, I want to say thank you so much, Ms. E. Davis, for being my inspiration. And I definitely learned a lot when it comes to business, and I look forward to supporting you as much as I can as you continue to support me and mine. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Brother Hooney.
Bless you, too. Now, let me continue with this advancement. This one here is for the children tonight. It's about let us save and protect our children. About, let's say, 2 to 3 months ago, something horrific took place. And it's not the first time that it happened, especially over here in the shores of America, parts of the world. But something horrific happened. I heard that there was a shooting at a school bus. We're already going through some challenges with the COVID and, you know, part of the country trying to go backwards and shut down and all kind of resistance, right? That's one of the main reasons why the spiritual world didn't want me to celebrate in honor of my birthday or the month of my birthday. This is an issue that needs to be addressed. And I'm hoping and praying that as many of our youth, like I say, you know, from the age of 6 to 30, who's listening tonight faithfully, live and direct, or and those of you who's listening, please take time to invite your children, call, and this one here needs to be heard, y'all. We can't allow that. We cannot allow that. As parents, we cannot allow that. But I also know there's a lot of reasons why a lot of the children, hear me closely because this is the key point, that are born in anger, coming from an infant stage to, say, 0 to 6, that are deadly, to the point where they don't care about their own life because they feel like they don't have a future. Okay? And I'm asking you, if you are tuning in tonight to this particular advancement, don't be deceived. But I'm going to give forth a secret that you may not hear from too many people. You know what that secret is? There's a reason why a lot of you have came into the world so angry. Matter of fact, I want y'all to stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to take another break of sound therapy. When we come back, I'm going to share something with you that you may not hear from anyone else besides me, the Magic Man Haru. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
I just called to say how much I care.
right now. Welcome back. We will await you, attentive listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's advancement. As we're speaking about, let us save and protect our children. And we have another caller in queue. So caller number two in queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Brother Hooney. This is Chinchilla J. How are you?
Hey, I am doing excellent. Feeling really passionate about tonight's advancement. Like I say, for over 36 years, I pretty much have catered to the adults because, you know, at that time, I'm not saying I wasn't concerned, but, you know, we as adults, we were dealing with a lot of issues on our own. So thank you so much for pressing that one and coming on to tonight's advancement.
Oh, yes.
How are you feeling
definitely.
About, because I know the works in which you're putting in tonight, definitely before you go, I want you to be able to share that information with the attentive listening audience. But for now, how do you feel about this particular advancement about let us save and protect our children?
Oh, that's most definite. That's something that we definitely need to do. And ironically, before I started this ministry of wrongful incarcerations, I was an advocate for children. I've always had like children programs, after school programs, summer programs, mentoring programs, and I used to teach way back when. So children have always been at my heart. And I do believe, you know, that children are definitely our future. And in order for them to remain our future, we definitely have to save them because, you know, the enemy wants to destroy them. The devil wants them as his. And, you know, so we definitely have to protect our children and save them. And before I give, you know, what I my show and all that stuff, here's something for the children tonight. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. And I'm just going to end it right there. I don't want to bore y'all with my singing, but
no, that's no boring. Trust me, you just made Magic Man catch the ghost holy up here. That's real. I can't. And you know, I can say that we finally have connected. You know, it's customary. A lot of people don't comprehend. Well, why do Magic Man bow? Because customary. It's a form of respect. There's so much needed in our world. Okay?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That wasn't for you. This is for a lot of people who are looking at me. Why is he bow? It's a form of respect because if you can't respect yourself, you can't respect other people. And that's not even the capstone. That's the first, that's the foundation right there. If we all turn things around. Thank you so much. I so enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I heard about that you could sing, but, hey, right now you just showed and proved that. Thank you so much.
and you know, in that song, The Greatest Love of All, it's all about the children. And the lyrics are so awesome in that song, and they are so meaningful, so meaningful. And children, they live what they learn, and we have to realize that, and we have to realize they also learn what they live. And that's a song, too. And then that the next verse says, teach them to wake the love in their hearts, for they will find love in the world. So we definitely have to pour into our youth, our young people today, definitely. And I thank you so much for this show tonight, Brother Hooney, and, you know, dedicating this to the children because, yes, they are our future. And my show comes on Sunday nights. I'm the host and anchor of News Forum every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m., and I am Chinchilla Jonesia, for those of you listening tonight. And I am enjoying this show to the utmost, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and a true woman of God, full of talent. Thank you so much for what you're doing for us at O&E Dynasty, as well as offering your divine gift to the rest of the world. Okay, we will aware you listening audience. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take another break. as DJ will ask you, has already queued up the next sound therapy selection. So DJ will ask you, do us the honors.
Well, first of all, I want to dedicate this song to people that understand what really love is all about. A lot of times people will tell you that they love you, they support you. Is it for their own gain? Never know. Is it for them to do what they need to do? Maybe so. But I remember a time when love was king. This song is dedicated to Honey Bakatoon. It's one of his favorite songs ever on We Will Wear You. I want you guys to listen to the lyrics because sometimes there are vipers in the mix.
Once was a kingdom far, far away, where love was the rule of the day. Nothing more and nothing less than to give your friend your best. There's much more story that I could tell to make the hardest hearts swell. This is the story when love was king. When love was king, do you remember? When love was king, when love was king, I remember. The land with his fist unfurled, with open arms for the world. Of hungry children, first he'd think to pull their lives from the brink. When love was king, he rescued souls lost in the sea. In drifting vessels, he would hear their pleas. When love was king, he threw a line before they'd sink, and gave the thirsty ones a drink. He told the meek that they should try to use the sword to smite the lie. That being kind is for the weak. When love was king, I pray the Lord these words we seek. Whoa. when love was king. He showed respect for every man, regardless of their skin and clan. Beside him stood his mighty queen, an equal force, wise and keen. He lifted up the underneath, and all his wealth he did bequeath. To those who toiled without a gain, so they would remember his reign. Oh, so seek some place to call. Next to this mighty shining throne, when love was king, when love was king.
Wow, that was absolutely amazing. And we were aware, you're listening to the audience, that was the message that was given by our Hall of Fame two-time class of 2019 DJ and class of 2021 producer, DJ Honeybee, tribal name Olasky. Man, I give thanks to all in all for all that you do for us at O&E Dynasty, as well as the listening world. I just can't thank you enough for being divinely gifted to do what you're doing for me tonight. So now, let me continue this advancement. I wanted to speak about something that the listening audience, you, especially from the age frame that I gave earlier in this advancement, from 6 to 30. Some of you have came into our world from a union of love, but from a union of convenience, sometimes even an inconvenience, right? And along with those, depending on your environment, certain actions that you had to take, right? Are y'all listening to me out there, right? Especially you, but this is the point I want to get to you, who's in a state of anger, and a lot of times you don't even know why. You came into the world in a state of anger, right? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Over 20 years ago, I was inspired to write a book I have yet to release to the public, but I'm going to share the essence of that tonight. And it's called Self-Inflicted. Self-Inflicted, meaning there was going to be a period of time, hear me closely because this is key, there was going to be a period of time called retribution time that's happening in this day and time, believe it or not. And some of those ancestors that I spoke about at the beginning of this advancement, are y'all hearing me? Some of y'all who have lost your life during the time of pre-captivity or during the time of captivity or during the time or during the period of time when we was going through one of the most hellacious ever fought in our life. Some of y'all have returned to seek vengeance. And y'all want that vengeance from either having your own life taken previously, or you was a witness to one of your ancestors. You came into this world to take vengeance. And don't think the enemies amongst us didn't know that. Projects. They stick you in a project so you can confine, keep that type of energy confined, because there's nothing they can do about it. You hear me? That ain't nothing that they can do about it when you first remove that state of anger, because that's the worst thing that you can do. And I want y'all to hear me closely. The worst thing that you can do is try to go into a war, into a battle in a state of anger. Tonight's advancement is really, really doing my best to plant the seed for you to let loose some of that anger. And you can let loose some of that anger by comprehending why. A lot of y'all have asked why. Ask yourself why. And the people around you, you ask them why. Why am I in this state of anger? You got to make that change, y'all. And you can only make that change by taking your life seriously. You can only make that change by changing your mindset and having a change of heart. Like I said before, that last break or the break before last, it's got to be done. We can no longer allow innocent children, innocent bystanders, to have their life, which is a precious gift, to be taken away. We can no longer allow that, y'all. Anyway, we're going to take another break. But DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called into We Will Wear You Tonight. And this song is dedicated tonight to my son. And to all the fathers out there that are trying to do their best out here to give them something else. Babyface.
I'll be your father, call.
Wow, what a very, very special dedication. Loved it, every minute of it. Welcome back, We Will Away, your listening audience. This advancement tonight, it's about let us, all of us who's serious, all of us who's real, must do whatever we can without the excuse to save and protect our children. And also let me add, at any and all costs. Okay. Now, we still have time for those of you who are listening. Don't be afraid. Any real fathers and real men out there, any real women and mothers out there, and any real human being and living being that's concerned about the state of our future, I encourage you to press that one tonight. Now, normally, I do a thing called Joint Adventures. It's a little delayed because I wanted to get this point across tonight. Important it is for us to take our lives seriously, starting with getting our self-respect back. Stop asking to be given anything. Some things, hear me clearly because this is a key point, we have to take it back. To me, that's one of the little snippets that I have done throughout my years. Still can find it via YouTube. It's called Take Your Soul Back. I did advancements on it, right? I want y'all to take time to check that out. But I also want you to take time to feel the passion within my tone of voice tonight. We have to do whatever it takes to reach the children, another key point, that can be reached. Download this and get this in front of as many people as that can possibly listen, as many people as you can share it with. Everybody won't get it. You and I know this. But those who will get it will take time to get it. And on that note, It's in Goldie time. Oh, hold up a minute. We got another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, yes. How y'all doing? My name is Cheryl LeGrand, Knightville, North Carolina. How y'all doing?
I'm doing my best and much better now. Thank you so much for blessing. We will aware you and me and the rest of the listening audience by pressing one tonight.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say this is a great topic. Number one, about our youth, I have a 16, a 18, a 20. It's very important that we get involved with them more than ever. Here in North Carolina, we just lost 4 children in a car wreck here in Knightdale, North Carolina. I mean, between the Raleigh area, they was in a car. I guess they were speeding, but still, they still our future and our youth. We can't just be talkers. We have to get involved in our communities. Yes, it's a lot of work. Yes, I know we have our own lives, but they are our future, and we need to be praying. We need to be getting involved, and we need to teach them how to love themselves. But if we don't know how to love ourselves, we can't even start. It's very important with the mental health and everything that's going on, even if we got to start with counseling. My family been getting counseling for 6 years. I'm not embarrassed to say that because we have to start with their little minds. And between social media and everything that's going on, we are losing our kids. We can be in the house with them and still something be going on. So just be mindful. I heard an older lady saying you could be in the house with 30 people and still be alone. So we have to get indoors with them, you know, get involved, like go to their sports, go to their school, talk to them. Communication is so important. And even in the midst of everything, like I said, we got to get involved, not just by talking and speaking, but sometimes we got to get involved by being there and just listening. It's good to talk, and I know we from the old school, you do what I say, but we need to listen and hear them. And the parents that's not in the house, whether you're there or not, you really need to get involved, especially our young men. A lot of times they doing stuff because the fathers are not in the house. We make a lot of excuses, and the mothers. But when I grew up, even if they wasn't in the house, other relatives got involved, and we have lost that. So we need to get back to that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to get up here. And this is a blessing, this show, that we all can learn something as well. So thank you once again.
You're very welcome. And that's definitely the tone of voice and words from a woman of God. Thank you so much for pressing one and sharing your thoughts tonight. We have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Antonio Barris. I just wanted to say, how are you doing, Brother Healy? I just wanted to.
I'm doing my best, and I'm sorry. I'm doing my best, and always so much better. I can't thank you for how good it feels for you to press that one, and you're up here ready to share your thoughts tonight. So thank you so much, Miss Hall of Fame nominated Antonia Betts, one of our greatest and one of the best to ever do it. Thoughts concerning tonight in this particular advancement. You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Brother Hooney. That's very kind of you to give, you know, such an eloquent introduction. And I would like to say, you know, of course, that's a topic that I definitely find near and dear to me, not because of me being a bleeding heart about the subject matter, but, you know, as time goes on and people develop and evolve, we may all want to, for those who really have to have a struggle out here in society that will sometimes be against the children, you know, for the sake of not only their development, but for the development of the world, we need to understand why it is important for us to have some degree of compassion and involvement and understanding why things are as they are today, you know, anything from them using guns, unfortunately, when they become of a certain age and even older. Why some of them don't love their self because they don't understand why they can't find a mate, which is not exactly an impossible thing to do. It's just the way things have been having the bricks stacked against them. It's a whole lot to going into the understanding of all of this that has been going on over generations and centuries, and also at the hand of people who have slayed people's children as well as people, period. It's all a developmental issue. Myself, I've worked with children, even as a teen, after school, and in high school at times, for a good period of time until I graduated off and on. I've worked with the small children mostly, but, the older children as time went on in recreational settings, in between my professional jobs, if I choose to do so, because I'm trying to accomplish something else on the side. And I tell you, they have a lot going against them. They have people, regardless if they are their same race or whatever, same gender or not, or a variety of things that people have developed for them to not exactly be able to live a good, decent, and reasonable life. I hear people talk about traditional things. They said tradition isn't something that the kids should have to fall back on. But in a sense, it's good to preserve some degree of tradition, because you see things happening out here, like people stalking their children, especially because they're most likely defensive at a certain age, or they're going through their changes, like in what they refer to as middle school years or junior school years, when their libido starts to, develop and their hormones start jumping, and people take the advantage of that. It's an assortment of so many issues that have to go into the process of it. That your children, like you said, up until approximately 30, give or take a few, they don't even realize why the cards have been stacked against them. You'd be surprised of the influences from people from the outside who are of a certain level in their life, who like to impose and make sure that these young ladies and young fellows do not become a good person in the society, because they're so busy, if not concentrating on only their own, they may be just sabotaging situations. And these kids have a lot of things stacked up against them in some cases. True, you can't overly sympathize with all of them, because some of them, when they get to a certain level of improper development, they wreak havoc. And you have to be careful about making sure you don't allow them to upset the apple cart when it comes time for them to receive an opportunity to come out of the havoc that they're in. It's a lot of things. So it's so many issues involved with the development of kids and young adults, until we have to stay on top of the fact that there are saboteurs out there. There are people out there who are willing to be able to reach people, who can reach people. All the resources are not evenly distributed, but I'm not surprised, Hopefully some of the resources can be reached by people, and some people can leave a good influence. My mother, she has worked in the teaching field, and she couldn't wait to retire, because she said there are so many things she's seen happen when especially the preschoolers come in and into the classroom environment, and they look like they're high from maybe somebody smoking marijuana, for example, around them before they had dropped off in the morning, and things of so many different natures, until she said it was a little much on her. She said it was a new type of people who came into work in that field where she was, and they said they were not necessarily on board with what it takes to do right by the kids. It's a really diverse and challenging situation, and I am not surprised why the world is the way it is. But I, pray that if everything goes well — when I say pray, I mean just seriously take into consideration that when they say that traditional way of raising children, I don't mean by harming them, of course. I mean by just trying to create a reasonably decent set of values and morals, and hopefully that they can walk away and develop into good, well-rounded people. But, you know, it's good to be responsible first and foremost to your own. But keep in mind, they're going to have to be around people who may not have those same values. And unfortunately, they're going to have to navigate that with your help. And so, therefore, we as adults, we can also maintain being a good influence. So we understand that it's not about just our children only. It's our children who will go further in the world as a result of being around people who try to do what's right. So thank you very much for selecting that topic, because when it comes to the children, I do understand these things by basic use of basic common sense. And, you know, haven't had an opportunity off and on, as I said, haven't had worked with them. With that being said, I thank you very much, Brother Hooney, and World Hall of Famer winner as of the year 2020. And I can say very job well done. God bless you. And you
take care. Such an honor. Such an honor. Such an honor. And just before you go, let them know the name of your show, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The name of my show is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. I'm usually on a Monday evening, and that may be in a couple of weeks from now. For example, maybe like November 1st, I'm not sure. It will be an honor to be on that particular day, because that's the day before the day of voting, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way. And I would like to maybe insert something that will be considered urgent when it comes to the voting process, not by opinion, but by things that are very observational based on why it is important that for those who especially are about the right thing that they vote, which will be included in my transcript. We'll see how that works. Thank you very much.
Looking
and
forward
have a blessed night.
Looking forward to it. I take two bows, one to show my utmost and divine love and respect for you, Miss Antonia, and my heart, it really goes out to the teachers, the educators. I definitely take another bow in honor of your mother as well. Okay, so with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
Won't you come with me to Charlotte?
Time.
I want to thank Huni Bakatun tonight for his outstanding prowess. I want to thank all the folks that support us on a constant basis. Through it all, we win. We win because we have outstanding diversity. Every show is different. I want to send a shout out to our new interns, Mo Garvin and Posh Dad Ultra. The responsibility to them, as well as all hosts, is very important. I've been around a long time, and I've seen so many things come and go. But the greatness of ONE is through adversity. The greatness of ONE is through its performance. To all the people out there that love good radio, we thank you. For all the folks out there that want controversy, we thank you. We understand down through these years, a lot of hosts have come and they've gone. But all of them are family. Understand that, number one. They are family. They are alumni. And all of them should be respected as such, just like they would be giving broadcasts to us on a constant basis. For all the folks that want to learn acumen to build residual downfall in their lives, to understand that they are a franchise and they too can earn. As a master class, anyone who wants to, is interested in that class, so that way we have an understanding throughout the world what ONE Dines is all about, lbeverly17@gmail.com. Join the countless people. So far, 35 people have passed my master class, and you too can be part of that. We have a lot of hosts on this network that are entities. They know how to make money. You have to be taught and trained and be able to be humble enough to see the opportunity that someone's giving you, the chance to be on radio and to be heard. That's number one. Why are you called? But do you know if you are chosen? I invite all networks that listen tonight. You might be failing in your network in a situation. You might have questions about your prowess and your acute acumen. I challenge all of you to join my masterclass. There will be no more discussions, no more cloud. You too can make it like we have had all of these years. Things start with a dream. And then that dream becomes reality if you make it. Remember, faith without works is dead. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come back on with Will of God and Sue Thurl right here on these ONE stations, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli and Ghost Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime Time on at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time over Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghosty at Terrace Google Plus. Ola Deli Malay will go to Facebook as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Olay. Donnie goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Also, I earned something. I actually earned it, and I actually was patient. The 2021 International Internet Radio Producer is running, also 2019. This jockey is running. Again, most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, when goes to saying goodnight and love. To all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Now we give you back into the 2020 International Net Radio producing this running for that hall. Mr. Huni Bakatun, the Magic Man Haru. I say what I said.
I loved every word of it. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame 2-time. Thank you so much, listening audience, for tuning in to tonight's advancement. I leave you, the listening audience, with this, and hear this clearly. This is about saving and protecting our children. So children, if you're listening from that age bracket, all of us really, but especially from the 6th to the 30s, right? Stop becoming a target. stop walking around looking like a thug. Stop walking around with a prison type of style that you want to imitate, because come on now. Too many people that went in and out of prisons have told you countless times, don't pay no attention to the so-called rapper that can become a millionaire, that can say all kind of things. They're getting paid to do that, right? You, if you are concerned with your own life, stop becoming a target. That's step one. And if you do have room to change your mind, which is responsible for changing your heart and your intentions, you got to think about it, y'all. Become concerned with your life. Become concerned with your environment. Become concerned with injustice. Because let me share something with you before I sign off tonight. We come from a great people. And I ain't talking about all the things that has been especially shown and taught over here in the shores of America, but all of a sudden they want to act like they didn't teach this for so many years, 400 years and counting. We are great people, and we came from greatness. We were not, I repeat, not to be enslaved by another man or man and mankind, right? Don't be fooled. But there's something unique I want you to take tonight with tonight's advancement. We was able to survive it all. We come from a great people of masters, architects, writers, authors, singers, healers, all kind of things. Everything that we need, even right here to this day, we already have it. We just have it. As always, I give thanks to all in all who've been all through all above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we will and will you. We'll be back in 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.